you had a team win, and then also you had, what was it, three boys who took titles, and one of the girls who took a title?
Yeah, two boys state champions, and one girl state champion. All have great stories. I mean, Timmy Wu just had an amazing season. All year long, he's been ranked, you know, number one in the state for small schools, and ferocious on his feet. You know, he's kind of a takedown master, broke the school record in takedowns. Levi King was an amazing story. He went in as the number four seed and upset the number one seed in the semifinals. And then because of injury to his opponent the night before, the gentleman had to forfeit to Levi in the finals. And then Mackenzie Cook, who was our girls' state champ, who's just a freshman, and she had to beat a solid junior from Kotzebue and a senior from Bethel who had beaten her earlier in the year, and just battled back and wrestled really smart and got the job done.
I'm curious if you can tell me what, especially Mackenzie's win, what does that mean for your girls' program?
Well, the girls' program's really solid, I think. If you look around, Mount Edgecombe is, and Bethel and ourselves are the three solid teams with the state. Again, it's an emerging sport in Alaska. And so, you know, with us being able to have six, and the majority of them are freshmen, so we have many years here for these young ladies to improve. And then hopefully, you know, send some of them to college maybe to wrestle.
What does it mean to everyone on these teams that went to state, and even if they didn't have an individual win, were still a part of the overall team's showing?
Well, that was one of our kind of, philosophies going into the tournament, that everybody was going to have to come together and do their part. And every time we gave them a challenge this year, they were able to meet it, which, you know, I think is important for young people in life to be able to set goals and achieve them. You know, they weren't like easy goals, for sure. And so the program, we're going to continue to invest in the youth, Popeye Wrestling, and the program at the middle school, very important to the sustainability of, you know, wrestling and Homer and staying at a high level.
Chris, that's going to be all for me. Thank you for the interview. I appreciate you calling back from Hawaii. Sorry to interrupt your vacation.
Oh, no worries. It's been a really good time.